You're listening to the Riabu podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy. Now, Simon, I have a confession to make. I know you always say that you've got to make sure that you've met all your customer expectations with the invoice, that your invoice is correct, you've put the purchase number on, all the customer expectations are met, and that once you've sent the invoice, you then call the customer and check, you know, is the invoice okay, any discrepancies, and so on and so forth. But I, Simon, have a confession to make. The other day, I looked back on some invoices, two in fact, where I haven't seen any movement from this client. This is a very good client, and they always pay within 30 to 45 days. Mm-hmm. And yet, these two invoices had been outstanding for 60 days. And I was starting to wonder why it was that I'd seen no movement. And I was about to call, and, you know, because by now I'm already bristling, you know, by now I'm already thinking, how come they let me hang? You know, is it caught up in somebody's quagmire somewhere where it's gone down a big black hole, or they've put it at the bottom of the pile, or whatever else? And you know what I discovered? I had not sent the invoices. They use an e-procurement platform that requires you to email your invoices, and then there's an automated process that takes your PDF invoice and, you know, sorts it in the right box, and somehow you get paid after 30 days. I couldn't find it in my sent box. I simply hadn't sent it. And so I guess, as a topic for our conversation today, you know, one of the things that that you also always talk about is that you get your feathers ruffled over the fact that your customer hasn't paid your invoice, and you kind of get all, you know, indignant about it, and then you're about to make a terse phone call, and then you realize, actually, this one's my fault.
Well, my view is that 70 to 80% of the time that you don't get paid on time, it's your fault, in the sense that it's a sin of omission as opposed to a sin of commission. So a sin of omission is you haven't sent the invoice.
Yes.
A sin of omission, I mean, let me tell you about the most fundamental sin of omission, which I've discovered over and over again. You haven't asked. In other words, let's say you had sent the invoice, and let's say it was a customer that wasn't in a tearing hurry to pay you, but haven't paid you because they figure you haven't asked them, so they don't, you don't care particularly.
Why should I wake sleeping dogs, right?
So, you know, what we advocate, and it's very simple, although many companies find it challenging, is to think about the accuracy and the timeliness of the invoice as part of your overall professional service offering. So you sign an agreement to perform a particular service or to sell a particular product, you make sure the customer gets that on time, and then as part of that overall continuum, you then say, is our documentation accurate? I just want to confirm. You're not asking for payment, and you're doing that as soon as the invoice has landed metaphorically on their mat. You know, did you get the, and so they've got to look at the invoice and they've got to assert, it looks okay. Is there anything you lack?
Yes.
At that point, you're not chasing payment because payment isn't due. What you're doing is you're adding to your general air of professionalism.
But you know why I hadn't done that in this case, Simon? It's because, again, it's an automated process. I just have to send an email with the PDF as an attachment. I don't even have to write anything in the email because nobody's going to read it at the other end. It's an automated process. And so as a result, I then usually just get an email reply saying, you know, thank you very much, successful, something along the lines of, you know, a successful submission or something like that. And so because there is no one to call, because the business owner who you usually deal with isn't the person you're sending the invoice to, it kind of separates, bifurcates, to use your word, that process. That's why I didn't make the call, and that's why I still got stumped. But imagine if I had, you know, kind of gone guns blazing, calling my client, saying, how come you guys haven't paid my invoice? And then they would have shrugged their shoulders and said, yeah, but you haven't sent it to us yet. And I guess the takeaway from that is that you think your customer is trying to, you know, get one over you by delaying payment of your invoice. And actually, they're totally ignorant of the fact that this invoice was coming.
It's very human to think that when things don't work out in the way that we'd like, that somebody else must be to blame. And yet, if we're honest, an awful lot of the time, it's something that we could or should have done differently. In that instance, if you'd followed the prescribed method of actually tracking when you'd issued the invoice and following up after an appropriate few days to ensure that they had received it, whether it was sent electronically, whether it was sent in hard copy form, doesn't matter. because in the event of sending it electronically, and if you hadn't had your expected response, then you would know that there was an issue, yeah?
Yes, exactly right. But you know, you always assume that somehow the customer's got it in for you. And again, you're able to spoil the relationship very quickly.
Well, you know, we've talked about this before. I mean, there are lots of problems with assuming malice before ignorance. That is, assuming that the world is full of customers who are trying to rook you. the customers generally have a narrative about themselves which is a positive narrative. That is, that they are broadly honest and they want to stay in business and they want to communicate the fact that they're honest. But if you give them enough wiggle room, they can remain true to their notion of themselves as being honest and still hang on to your money for a couple of extra months. Mm. And you know, a very basic way to help them do that is simply not to ask promptly. There are many, many, many times where I've worked with companies that say, well, we don't ask until it's overdue. Well, think that through. What are the implications of that?
Well, it means that if you don't ask, you'll always get paid late.
Well, it's more than that. From a Pavlovian perspective, you're educating the customer to pay you late because the customer's internal routine is, okay, well, what typically happens is we ignore the invoice for 2 months and then they phone us up and then we fiddle-faddle around for another couple of weeks and then we pay it. That's the accepted custom and practice that you have created because you haven't taken the time to bring the whole process forward, make it part of your service offering, and remove the possibility of the customer being able to pay you late and still tell a good story about himself. Because once you have that call and he's committed to the fact that it's an okay invoice, you don't leave him much wiggle room.
Yes. And finally, I guess the thing that I like about this, the thing that appeals to me personally, Simon, is the fact that when you feel that the customer is trying to pull the wool over your eyes and is maliciously trying to delay your payment, you have a sense of helplessness about it. You feel out of control. You kind of, you know, sometimes depending on the size of the invoice, you lay awake in bed at night thinking, damn it, what can I do in order to finally get them to pay their invoice? By looking at this from an ignorant perspective, they're not malicious. They just don't know where the invoice has gone or whatever it is. And by then making that call proactively before the invoice is due, just after you've sent it, you actually regain that control. You actually feel better about the fact that, hey, I can do something about it. I don't need to lie awake in bed at night stewing on this stuff. I can actually do something.
So the doing something about it and the overcoming the ignorance, since we're going to assume ignorance before malice, which is a very, very sound principle in business, because as soon as you go down the path of assuming malice, you're essentially torpedoing that relationship because it becomes very clear the way you interact with the customer that you're suspicious that you're being gamed, right? So if you assume ignorance, you need to go right back to the beginning and be clear as to whether or not you communicated the importance of payment terms at the beginning of the relationship when you're in a positive modality and there's no money owed, but you're generally describing your professionalism and your products and so on and so forth, and you're building a relationship with the customer, stressing that payment terms are an important part of the relationship, putting that in writing, make it clear, and communicate as well to the customer that because it's an important part of your offering and because you take the level of service you give him very, very seriously, that he will have a follow-up shortly after he gets the invoice to make sure that the whole thing was successful. And if you do that follow-up right, you're not just asking about the invoice, you're saying, how did we do? How was the course? How was the product? Can I just confirm? And they say, yeah, that seems to be fine. And so, okay, so did you get the invoice? Okay, that seems to be fine. Okay, good. As you'll remember, terms are X, Y, Z. Any problem with that? No. There you go. You've closed the door, but you've set up that discussion sufficiently early that it's not a toxic discussion. As opposed to suddenly becoming very worried 2 months after you've sent the invoice that you're running out of cash and the guy hasn't paid the invoice. Now, when you pick up the phone to have that call, what situation is he in and what situation are you in?
Well, you're drumming your fingers on the table saying, come on, man, pay me.
And you have a slight sense of betrayal.
Indignation.
Betrayal. This yes. Nice man that I met who seemed to want to buy my product is not paying me. What can this mean? You know, and self-doubt starts to gnaw at you.
Yes.
Avoid that.
Yes. So take control, assume ignorance before malice, as Simon likes to say, and also assume that your friends have not heard this podcast. Send this to them, share it with them. You can, of course, leave your comments nearby this audio, but also make sure that you spread the word and other people are also able to ensure that they get their invoices paid on time.
Exactly.